There is nothing so whole as a broken heart. This teaching has always resonated for me. How can brokenness make one more whole, you might be wondering? I can only speak from my own experience. Brokenness allows me to fall more fully into presence, God, beingness. For me, illness, as well as the internal and external struggles inevitable in loving relationships with other people, particularly my parents when I was younger and my children now that they're older, have been invitations to feel whatever I am feeling in the moment completely. When I allow myself this gift instead of pushing away my emotions, hiding from myself, my fears, my pain, I begin to turn toward my own broken heart, mind, body, with compassion, with loving kindness that is pure, non-judgmental, free from the limits of supposed to's and should haves and if onlys. Healing for me is not about fixing my brokenness or anyone else's. Instead, it's about surrender, releasing into God the mystery of all being, the container that is large enough to hold everything, ease, joy, comfort, anger, sadness, disappointment, longing, grieving, grumbling, laughter, sorrow, suffering, peace, humility, humanity, all of it. The wholeness, the holiness of who I am, of who we all are. There is a midrash, a teaching story, that says basically, throughout the 40 years of wandering through the wilderness, the Israelites carried not just the set of whole stone tablets, the Ten Commandments, but the broken set in the Mishkan, the one that Moshe threw down as well. Why did they do this? It's explained that it was to remind them that the broken fragments were every bit as holy as the unbroken tablets. For both sets were inscribed, infused with God's own intentions and energy. The same is true for all of us. Like the broken tablets, we humans in all of our frailty, brokenness, are imbued with God's holiness. Being broken allows for more light to flow in and out of the cracks in our hearts. This is a lesson in loving ourselves exactly as we are, moment by moment, breath by breath. Even during those times when our inner critics might consider us to be unlovable. And during those breaths, we hold anxiety tight in our lungs before we remember where our lungs force us to exhale and let go already. As we remember, learn, and relearn this lesson, we continue the process of accepting our humanity with humility while experiencing our divinity, our holiness, all at the same time. In my life, I have found that the more broken I am, the more capable I am of compassion toward myself and ultimately other beings. Am I kind and thoughtful in all moments? No. Do I get angry and frustrated when things don't go my way? Yes. I may not get to that place of acceptance immediately, but I can see that I've been thrown off course better now than I could in the past. I can wind or unwind my way back to the center of the road with clear awareness, see my mistakes and realign more quickly than I used to, without getting mired in my own drama and pain for an extended period of time. And the more I practice this unconditional acceptance of whatever shows up in the moment, the more skillful I become at returning to my core, my essence, my holy broken heart with tenderness. There is nothing so whole as a broken heart. What I hear the Kutzke Rebbe saying is this: your broken pieces, your broken heart, opens you to all the possible facets of what it is to be fully, completely human. And God dwells within me, within you. Therefore, what could be more whole, more holy than being you or me, faulty, fragile, fractured humans? The word for peace in Hebrew, shalom, shares the same root as the word shalem, whole, complete. In those brief and fleeting breaths during which we sense that we are truly okay with all of our fragmented pieces, the fine and the not fine shards of our life experiences, we soften into peace. And in that state of grace, of shalom, we recognize our wholeness. We feel holiness shining through the cracks, sacred glue holding us together individually and as part of the collective that is beingness.
Compassionate One, whom who birthed all the worlds, we ask that you hold our brokenness in wholeness. With tenderness, reveal to us your abiding love. We are listening now. Ana Elna Rafanala. Ana Elna Rafanala. Harachaman, Harachaman, compassionate one. Hear the pleas of all suffering beings. Please heal us now.
Long ago, a wise person known to many as the Buddha taught, you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection. So we begin this meditation practice, blessing practice, by beginning with ourselves. Then we'll widen the circle with kavanah intention by blessing a beloved teacher. And this may be someone who is or is not still walking the earth. Then bless one person who is dear to you, whom you love unconditionally. This will be followed by a blessing for someone who you're acquainted with but do not know well. Following that is a more difficult blessing sequence. You'll bless someone who is challenging to you, not the most difficult person in your life, but someone who pushes your buttons. And then finally, we return to blessing ourselves, adding at the end a phrase, and may it be so for all beings. You'll see. I'm going to recite each blessing aloud for you twice, and then you can repeat the blessing after me, silently. Feel free to use the Hebrew attributes as I pronounce them for you, or use the English, whichever feels more authentic for you. And I'll alternate going back and forth with the Hebrew and the English. So, first of all, place your feet firmly on the floor. Lengthen your spine. You don't want to be stiff, but you do want to be long and strong and open, but supple, soft. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. For just a moment, place your hand, either hand, against your heart. Feel the movement beneath your palm. Feel the warmth. And now rest your hand on your lap with the other one. This is the first blessing, the one we'll be offering to ourselves. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with peace. And I'll repeat it again. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with peace. Now conjure a sense of your teacher. Maybe it was your mother, father, a grandparent, a friend, a child, or a formal teacher. Imagine that this person is right in front of you, that you may bless them as they have blessed you in your life. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. Now we'll do the same with a beloved. Someone whom you love unconditionally. Feel their energetic presence right in front of your closed eyes. Bless this person. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with peace. May you be blessed with shalom. Now think of someone who you're acquainted with but don't know well. And again, you're going to warmly bless this person. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with peace. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. Now bring to mind and to heart someone who is challenging to you at this time. Not the most difficult person in your life, but someone with whom you experienced some uncomfortable tension lately. Feel the presence. Understand that they, like you, are also vulnerable. And now we'll bless this person. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. May you be blessed with loving kindness. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with rachamim. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with joy. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with peace. For some of us, blessing ourselves is harder than blessing anyone else because we know our own faults. And the cracks, the brokenness, stand out, and we are very hard on our precious holy selves. Again, place one hand on your heart. Feel the comfort of your own touch. And now bless yourself once again, tenderly. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with peace. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with peace. And may it be so for all beings. Mm-hmm. Compassionate One, womb who birthed all the worlds, we ask that you hold our brokenness and wholeness, with tenderness, reveal to us your abiding love. We are listening now. Arachaman, compassionate one, we know that you hear us, that you are always listening. With amuna, with faith, we surrender, release ourselves into you, God, mystery of all being, for you are the container large enough to hold everything. I'm Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to Menucha Belev, a meditation podcast offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire.